And now this is a dictation for Tony Martinez, March 22nd, 53, addresses a letter to Dr. Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, 772-9522. Dear Dr. Bennett, post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Martinez. He is still at the nursing home, Medilodge, M-E-D-I-L-O-D-G-E-E-G-E, participating on physical therapy, using a walker, no falls, some discomfort on the right shoulder, no anti-inflammatory agents, enjoying his meals, bowel movements without bleeding, good urine output, no kidney transplant tenderness, no infection, cloudiness of blood, presently no major edema, denied chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. He does have atrial fibrillation, denies bleeding on Coumadin. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medications. I want to highlight for blood pressure, losartan, terazosin, clonidine, metoprolol. On Coumadin for AFib, transplant medicines include Tacro, prednisone, myfortic, M-Y-F-O-R-T-I-C. Ah. He is on antiarrhythmics, imipramine, and he is on treatment for secondary, tertiary hyperparathyroidism with Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R. Next paragraph, blood pressure 129.58, weight 155, alert oriented sign 3. He is the most awake that I have seen him on the last few months. Normal speech, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, February 28, anemia 11.2, normal white blood cell, allo platelet count 130, normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 21. Creatinine is improving. In the hospital was 2.5, presently 1.8. Baseline is around 1.5 to 1.7. A low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, GFR at 37. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure at the time of uncontrolled atrial fibrillation CHF. Kidney function is improving, no indication for dialysis, monitor over time. Next number, renal transplant number 2. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressants. Next number, chronic atrial fibrillation, presently on imipramine, beta blockers, Coumadin, which has been difficult to regulate. Next number, recent coronavirus, pneumonia, but there was no respiratory failure. Next number, diastolic type congestive heart failure. Has been off and on oxygen. Next number, diabetes, transplant induced, poorly controlled over time. Next number, coronary artery disease, angioplasty stent, presently stable. Next number, prior cerebellar stroke, presently stable. Next number, a new diagnosis of hyperthyroidism, probably from the prolonged exposure to imipramine. This needs to be monitored. Next number, drug interaction, tacrolimus, imipramine needs to be watched. Tacro levels to be followed. All is to discuss with the patient. Come back in 3 months, end of dictation.